Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Weed, Dak, Hoona, Sweet Leaf, the Wacky Backy, whatever you call it. It's a big topic at the moment. I'm sure it's floating around people's mouths and whatnot because our country is going through a slow motion revolution.
Did you say Chiba Chiba?
No, I didn't, John.
Did you say Poo Poo?
I just said ones that like elders in my life have said to me over the years. Wacky Backy is probably my funnest.
I call it cannabis.
Cannabis?
Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah, fair enough.
A scientific botanical name.
That's probably what it is, so that's good.
Hey, top news of the week, though. The Police Association having their annual conference.
The police have an association?
Oh, absolutely. That's like their union. And Greg O'Connor's a Labour MP now. He was the president of the Police Association for many years, so people might be familiar with him of being on the news and things a lot.
Has he got a mint moustache?
No, that's like old school, you know, okay.
Yeah,
80s,
exactly.
80s and all, but, you know, and parties.
It's the head of the association.
Yeah, it should come with the job. I think they're moving beyond that. It's a sign of that. They're modern, they've moved beyond that. So the main topic of conversation at their annual conference, which is on today, and it started yesterday, is how they're going to police when cannabis is legal.
That's great. That's great because it's just like, look, it's happening. What do we do?
Absolutely, it's happening. The referendum that we've got coming up, which will be at the 2020 election, probably, most likely. It might not be, but it probably will be. Mm-hmm. Has to be by then. That is not going to be set up to fail, right? That's a government referendum. It will pass. So the exact form that it takes, the question and the timing of it, that's still up for debate and for question and for us to shape. But what we can take as a given is it will pass. Because they just won't put a question up that will fail. They will research the hell out of it, and they will know this is going to win.
Are
and
you
then
talking from
up.
Like what you've seen the government doing?
I think it just makes sense. If you're the government proposing a referendum, why would you want to be like John Key and put up a lame-ass flag that no one wants? You know, you'll put up a policy that everyone wants because you've already worked it out.
But the government...
And then that referendum will pass.
I mean, yeah, I guess I've got to change my thinking. I've been kind of brainwashed in one direction. When people say government, it makes sense.
Oh,
those
I know.
Two things are very far apart.
We're in a new era now.
It's true. I do need to
Can't
wipe
you feel it?
Fuck, Jacinda Ardern's rad, isn't she? Did you see her on the TV making us
look like
rad?
The best Prime Minister of the world.
So mad.
Undoubtedly.
I'm so proud to be a New Zealander at the moment, actually. Thank you very much.
But and this is just another sign, as I say, coming back to these police, that they're actually at their conference saying, how are we going to police it? It's going to be legal, so we're going to stop. Not only are we going to not be going around busting people, but we'll actually just be policing kind of like safety infractions like driving and things, but how do we do that?
Yeah,
and the police station guy, he's saying in this media coverage, just because you have it in your system doesn't mean you're impaired. And that's, of course, what we've been saying forever.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to change
smoker,
that kind of...
It can sit around it for like almost 3 months or something. Like
it can, yeah. It can hang around a long time. So that kind of testing around road safety is an issue that's going to have to be looked at. But other countries have been there, so we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to look at what they've already done.
There's plenty of blueprints out there for the boys in blue.
Absolutely. So Colorado, for example, they have a amount, 6 nanograms per mil of blood. There's your THC level. If you've got that THC in your system, that's because you're high. That's,
you say nanogram?
Nanogram, yeah.
That's great.
It's
like
tiny
a
tiny little amount. But if you are a regular, like particularly a medical user, and you're using it all day, every day, but you've got that high tolerance, you're not actually no longer impaired, right? Well, if you think, living in Colorado, if you think, oh, I'm going to be above that 6, you actually go and get a certificate off your doctor who certifies, they're going to be above that 6 and they're okay.
Right.
And then if you get done, you can hold up that in court as a defense. So that's one way of doing it that they've done in Colorado. We might be able to learn from that and have a better way. But certainly it's great that the police are having these discussions. And one of their other things was they're saying, well, under legalization, obviously police themselves are going to be able to consume cannabis. But what we don't want is turning up high on the job. Again, another great rule. It's awesome. Makes sense, right?
That is great. It's great. It's just great that they're talking about it and that they're like going, yep, we need to make this as good as possible. Let's get on with it, kind of thing. Like a lot of forethought. Hopefully, this is happening in a lot of sectors.
Mm.
Also, what's great is the fact that you've brought an actual newspaper in with you. That's kind of cool.
Is that
the New Zealand Herald?
I'm old school now, mate. Well, I swiped it from the lunchroom.
He came in with papers today, and I was like, oh, shit, what's going on here?
I've just been up at AUT looking around the labs and going over our research plan there, because we have some exciting projects that we're lining up for next year.
Is it looking pretty spiffy in there? Do you need someone to come in and clean at night or something like that? No reason.
There will be a lot of security checks for the likes of you, mate. I just, yeah.
Ooh. I'm only little.
Nice.
So we do have some exciting scientific sense, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to research. And so we not only have the medical cannabis, which will be legal in the current timetable, which is from early September, so it's looking like the second reading is going to be next month.
Mm.
You never know, might be by the end of this month. Parliament's back next week, right? But it's timed for the beginning of November, that first week, I think.
And cannabis then, for Christmas, sounds pretty good.
Well, then you got another reading again, so that's going to be when they come back in late January, early February.
Mm.
You're going to have another reading, and then it takes a month before the Governor-General's allowed to sign it.
Okay.
So you're looking at March. And at that point in March, that legalises cannabidiol. It creates the exemption for the terminally ill to use, possess, obtain. Hopefully that exemption will be widened out from just the terminally ill, like they campaigned on.
Right.
So that's, I think, still being worked out now, and is partly responsible for the delay that we've had. And then it also sets in place the creation of the scheme around production here. So regulations for that could be wrapped up in 6 months.
Yeah.
Now that there's a bit more money floating around with a big surplus, and they can afford to pay some consultants and speed all that up.
Will it pay for as many people to get involved in this referendum just so the government know how much weed they need to grow for everyone, basically? Or at the first stage of that, like, we'll just buy in from overseas, and then we'll just slowly figure out how we need to recoup our situation. You know what I mean?
We're going to hit the ground running
with like heaps of greenhouses. Just
there's good data on that. I mean, when you look at, say, Israel and Canada, they both have use rates of a gram a day, give or take like 0.1 of gram. So you can kind of estimate, certainly for medical, and medical tend to be the higher users because they're having to have it more often, all day, every day.
It's got to keep that baseline.
So a gram a day is pretty much what you can extrapolate out, and then you just times it out and go, we need 50 tons a year or whatever it is we need.
Yeah.
What is clear is that the New Zealand market is perhaps not big enough for medical cannabis companies or for a bunch of companies to be successful here if they're limited to New Zealand.
So we might
need to be export focused.
Like yeah.
So
you mean like overshoot and then sell?
In order to bring the price down so that you can actually benefit patients, because don't forget we have very expensive medical cannabis products available now.
Yeah,
Sativex and there's another one, Tilray. Tilray's half as the cost, but it's still too much for most people. We need to get that price down. The only way you can do that is by growing it locally, and the only way you can grow it locally really to get those economies of scale is by exporting it.
Okay, right on. And that'll make it the quality spot on as well. If we have to export, it has to be top notch, doesn't it?
Right, I think, as I've said before, and when we talked about the Kiwi brand that's launched over in Canada, you know, people will be lining up for New Zealand produced cannabis.
Put Manuka next to it, like, get on with it.
That's right. Hey, that could be another product.
Great text here. Starts off with hi lads.
Yeah, love it. Yeah,
pretty great. I'd like to get my occasional greenery from an outdoor organic source. With all this factory production happening, what are the chances of that happening? Indoor is not natural, man. Ha ha. Cheers,
Mike from Torbay.
Well, one of the issues with outdoor production in terms of medical products is the bit of a lack of control with, say, a bird going overhead and pooping on it, you know, rats, weasels, whatever.
But you can grow your own, the weather.
Growing your own, absolutely. Yeah. We fully advocate for that, and patients should have that ability to grow their own.
So maybe that's the safest
way. But doctors also want products that they know they can prescribe, and patients, when they're getting a product, they want to know it's been tested and it's true to label. And if you grow outdoors, yes, you get that broadacre cost of bringing the price right down, but you can't really then provide it just as a raw natural product because it could have bird poop or whatever in it, so you have to clean it up and extract it, and then you're kind of putting yourself back into that pharmaceutical camp, which for people who want the outdoor, that what's the point, right? What we're looking at doing is greenhouse production. You get the best of both worlds. You get the control and the security, but you get the sunlight, and you get to say, yes, this is New Zealand. We're not just in a warehouse out by the airport.
We've got heaps of greenhouses already as well.
Well, that's right. People we're a food-producing country.
People sort of turned off strawberries at the moment, so maybe it's a good chance to
there's an opportunity
convert your strawberry
right there,
farm into
right there. Yep.
John?
Yes.
Join in. You can join in.
What's great about the segment is John's actually the most baked out of everyone.
No,
that's
what
true.
John's always so cooked in the segment. He's
basically
far out, man. Weed, man.
I just wanted to jump in on safety practices at work. How are employers going to know if employees are stoned or not? Especially if you're driving a steamroller or you know, like how are you going to test in the workplace?
Well, I think that's no different from any other workplace. It's not any different. Yeah. You're going to have health and safety rules and practices, and people won't be able to be impaired at work. The difference is, how do you measure that?
It'd be how, like, how impaired are you, I think, is what you're saying.
Getting a cup of urine off someone and testing it when it only picks up a metabolite from a month ago, you know, that's not actually dealing with your health and safety.
We need a gauge of how powerful what's going on in the body, really, isn't it? For the people
That's right. Well, you know what? Just coming back to the police, the thing that they do with the walk the line and touch your nose, that is still the best predictor of impairment. It beats all of them. Every other method, the breath alcohol, the sniffing, the take your blood sample, whatever, the best predictor of impairment is still that first old-fashioned one of walk the line and touch your nose.
Far out.
So you can update that, though, and put it into an app on the phone and get people to play that before they do their shift.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right, there's Chris. Your solution right there.
Thank you very much, mate, and thanks for sifting through the rain and coming to see us. We do appreciate it.
Oh, the sacrifice. No, thank you very much. See you next week.
Do it, then.
That was Marijuana Media.